Okay, Rabbi Yosef, hope all is good. Today's daf is Chagiga Daf Yud. We're here in Tesma Beis at about two dots, about 7-8 lines up, with a quote from our Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, if you see three lines down in the white lines, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Izu Ma'avos Shel Lo Yuchal Takin. Right, we have that pasuk that says something that's bent cannot be fixed, cannot be straightened. That's Habala Erva V'Holid Mimenu Mamzer. That's someone Rechmona Letzlan, right, sleeps with an Erva. And as a child, who's a mamzer. So that can't be fixed. That can't be made straight because you've done something that's irreparable. It's like Moran says, hold it in, lo, hold low. One second. The only time you can do something that's unable to be fixed is if you had a kid, right? The actual act itself was fine. Right? If I tell you, within the reserve, which you have in Manasseh Omer, Gonev Adam, the person steals something, so Efshe Yachzir. Gnevo, he can, V'itakin, he can steal whatever, he can return whatever he stole, and he can fix it. Gozel Adam, or if he steals something with Gzela, right, that's already with force, as opposed to sneaking around, so then Efshe Yachzir Gzelo, V'itakin, right, a person can just give it back. But Aval, Bad, Aval, Eshazish, but someone who sleeps with a married woman, V'asher Levaila, and makes her usher to her husband, so Nitrit Ben Olam V'alachlo, right, he's erased from the world, he's gone, he's got nothing they can do. Bryce doesn't say anything about having a kid. So Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, Ein Omer Bekaro Gamal, Bekaro Bakru Gamal, Bakru Chazir, Elo Bakru Tfaya. I mean, Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, we don't check a camel, i.e. for a korban, or you don't check a pig for a korban, but you check a tle, meaning a sheep that is able to be brought as a korban, meaning only something that's shayach to be brought as a korban is checked for a korban. So, meaning, only, as we said before, only someone who is theoretically yashar, theoretically straight, can be checked for something, for being bent, for going off, as it say. But again, that's not necessarily relevant to Arkasha, but he's explaining that the pasuk means that only someone who can be considered bent if he was initially straight. If he was initially, you're right, Yosha, right on the path. If Aziz Zen, who's that? That's Tamach Chacham, Shapir's Minotaur, that's a Tamach Chacham who leaves his learning. But still, you have the Kasha. The Bryson keeps on going. Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Omer. Well, usually we have Rish Lakish, but Rishim ben Lakish. This is Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish. Call Tamach Chacham, Shapir's Minotaur, Allah Vakasov, Omer, Ketzipor, Nodedis, Minakane, Kane, Ish, Noded, Mimkamo, just like a bird leaves its nest, so to a man leaves its nest, leaves his place. But Omer, the Pazik says, Mamato was Yechem. Be Avel Ki Yirach Gome Alai, right? We say the forefathers have loved me. But again, the kasha is that it says nothing here about creating a child. It just says that the person sleeps with a married woman, right? So he's gone, he's done. The Gemara says, L'kasha kam b'chos u'pnuya kam b'eshesis. The Gemara says, hey, nechanani. If it's a person, Rachmal Atzlan sleeps with a sister. So that is terrible, but it could be, you could be the mamzer, but it's not going to asser her to anything. There's not going to be any long-lasting repercussions, right? A person could do tshuva, etc., etc. There's not any necessary repercussions. Obviously, there's punishments and stuff like that, but there's nothing that is unable to be fixed in that. But if a person sleeps with a married woman, so then she's no longer allowed to be with her husband, so then, regardless of whether there's a child, there's something that's long-lasting that you cannot fix, and therefore that puzzle is going to apply. Eboy same, another answer. Haba haba eshesish, that both the cases, right, the Mishnah and the Braisa, are talking about an eshesish, a married woman, below kasha, right? So the kan, the onus kan baraton, depends on whether you will answer the woman to her husband. If it's a rape, rachmanat slan, in this sense, obviously does not mean that rape is better, but in this sense, it's better in the sense that the woman will be allowed to go back to her husband, right here. But if she baraton, but if she slept with someone else willingly, so then she's answered to her husband, and that's something that can no longer be fixed. That's something that has a lasting, permanent result. V'boy Seyman, another answer. Hava hava ones. Both of them are by Rachman and Slana rape. Hava lokasha, kambe eshes kohen, kambe eshes Yisrael. It depends on whether she's married to a kohen or Yisrael. By a kohen, even if a woman's raped, she is asked to go back to him. But by a regular woman, so then, right, by a regular husband, so then she can go back, and then there is nothing that is irreparable. So, Uliyotze v'lovo in Shalom, Pazik says, Pazik in Zechariah, Pazik goes out and comes back. There's no shalom, there's no peace. Amar Rav, Kivan Shiyotze Adam Dvar Halacha L'Dvar Mikra, Shuv Ein Lo Shalom. A person goes from learning Halacha to Mikra, that's assumed to be an inferior type of learning, the learning Mikra, learning Chumash, but it is inferior, so then that person is no longer at peace. Shmuel Amar Zaporish Mitalmud the Mishnah. Shmuel says, no, from Gemara to Mishnah. Rav Yochanan Amar Afilu Mishas to Shaz, even from one Gemara to another Gemara. What does that mean? So that's for Yerushalmi to Bavli. Right, so Rashi here says that's already the other way. Meaning a person, one person not going superior to inferior, but that's inferior to superior. Not that, God forbid, the Shasas are inferior or superior, but the Yerushalmi is very straightforward. The Bavli, as Rashi says, Hushahu Amok, it's a lot deeper. And a person will feel a sense of accomplishment, but meaning Taklas is if he goes the other way, right? So he won't feel so good. He won't have any shalom. He won't have peace. He won't have contentment. Okay, so there's the Mishnah. Heter Nidorin and Porchim Ba'Over. The Gemara is going to describe different types of halachos and how much of them are based in the Torah. Now, just to relate a hilarious story, just in this, what this illustrates, meaning the Mishnah is going to basically just describe how much halachos are rooted in the Torah versus passed down through generations, through traditions. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean they are more or less serious, right? We're going to have an example of Shabbos and Me'ilah, and then we're going to have something about Arayos. The Gemara ends off saying, "Hein hein gufei Torah." These are the basics of the Torah, but that's it's not coming to give levels here. For example, I had the girls were in Chevron last Shabbos, and some overzealous Yid, which is probably a very wonderful Jew, but he was overzealous and he wanted to impress them with the fact that making Aliyah, coming to Eretz Yisrael, is super important. So he said, "You see that making Aliyah is more important than keeping Shabbos, because it says in the Torah, Eretz Yisrael, I don't know, 397 times, something like that, and only mentions Shabbos twice." Now, I have a lot to say about that, which we're not going to say. But the point is, that's not how we value halacha. It's not based on how many times something is written in the Torah. The Mishnah here is going to compare different levels, whether something's hinted to, or it's written, or it's explicit, or it's written a bunch of times. But that's not necessarily levels in halacha in terms of seriousness. It's just making an observation, and again, which we know through the Torah and through the Talmud, the Torah Shebaal Peh, the Talmud Bavli, and the Masorah passed down from generation. It doesn't necessarily mean that these things are not legitimate, but it's just kind of pointing out, right, which is sourced in the Torah Shebichtav and which is really sourced in the Torah Shebaal Peh. Whatever. Okay, anyway. Vayter. Heter Nedarim Porchim Ba'Avir. Heter Nedarim, the halacha of repealing a nether. A person takes a nether, says he's going to give such and such to the Beis HaMikdash, whatever, I don't know. Or such and such, he's not going to eat bread for a month. So you can be mefer nether, you can get rid of that nether by going to a chacham, a tana beizdin, etc. So that's porchim ba'over. They're flying in the air. Meaning, there's nothing really, as the Mishnah says, ve'in lahem al-masha yismichu. Meaning, there's nothing really that necessarily roots that halacha in the actual text of the Torah. They're flying in the air, i.e. they're passed down right from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, not halacha Moshe Sinai, but it's passed down in the Torah Shebaal Peh. Hilchas Shabbos, if halachos of Shabbos, chagigos, korban chagiga, which is why we bring it here. If ameilos, and meilah is b'shogeg, using something that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, using hekdesh b'shogeg. So harei hem kiharei mahatulim b'saira, a pretty famous phrase. It's like a mountain hanging by a thread, mountain hanging by a hair. Meaning there's very little mention of these halachos in the Torah, and the Torah Shebaal Peh, right, has a ton of halachos. Right, it says don't do malacha. And sure enough, it's 39 halachos on Shabbos, and plus toldos, and all these other halachos. Right? It's a mountain hanging by a thread. Shein mikra muat v'halachos meruvos, because they're just a couple of times mentioned in the Chumash, and a ton of halachos. Hadinim, right, like a beis din, judging halachos, like money and stuff like that. V'avodos, and avodah beis hamikdash, v'taros, atumah, atum and tara, arayos, are obviously inappropriate relationships. Yesh lehen al-masha yivsbechu, they have what to be based on, meaning that's obviously featured prominently in the Torah. The hein hein gufei Torah. And these are the basics of the Torah. And obviously, we're going to ask the Kasha, why isn't Shabbos, right, gufei Torah? For which are gufei Torah? Right, obviously, Shabbos is tremendously central. A person that shomer Shabbos, he's not Jewish. It's, okay, whatever. Not literally, but halakhically, right, Shabbos obviously is very primary. So what exactly is that last line talking about? That we'll get to. So Tanya will in Abraisa, Rabbi Lezer says that Yesh Lehem Al Mashi Yismichu, right? Really, really, again, where we start? We start with Hethet Nadar and with Mefer Neder. Really, Yishlam al Mashias Mechul. The Mishnah had said there's no pasuk that kind of supports that halacha, but Rabbi Elazar says no, there actually is. Shneur, because the pasuk says ki yafli shtei palmim. Says the word ki yafli, she'll take a neder. Person will say, right, that's by those psukim are by Nazir, right, it says it twice. So, Akaz Aflala Isra, Akaz Aflala Hedra. One to say that he's usher to something, and one to say that he's mutter to something, meaning that he promises to do something. So, that's where guys, that's as far as Neder, right, that again, he's gonna, as Rashi says, right, he took the Neder and then he wants to get rid of it, right, again, he's meaning that he is, there are two types of things here. Once he usher something to himself, and then he goes ahead and allows it, right, that's a hint. Or a basis for the concept of Mefer Neder. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, Yeshlam al Masi Ismecho. I'll give you another pasuk. Hashem Nishbati Be'api. Hashem swore that in his anger that Bnei Israel, Hashem Nishbati Be'api, in Mivon al Munuchasi, that's already, you know, we know that from Friday night davening, that's a good kasha. Why do we say that Friday night? Kosh Baruch Hu got angry at the door of Midbar. He swore that that generation would never come to Eretz Israel. So that's already, again, but implying, right, Be'api Nishbati, that Kosh Baruch Hu swore when he was angry, but v'chazarti bo, I can go back. I mean, he didn't really go back, but he could go back. Or theoretically, he could go back. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, Rabbi Yitzchak says, Yishlema ma yishay yismichu. I got something to back up this halacha. Shinam HaKpas says, Kol Nidiv Libo. Yivyeha Beis Hashem. Again, that's for the Korbanos of the, for the Matanos of the Mishkan. You know, we had already the last couple of parshios. Right, that again, nidiv lev, right? It has to. It's basically, you see that the nidava, the oath, right? A nidava is an oath. Right, that's libo. That's what has to do based on a person's heart. If a person is not interested, so there's a way to get out of that. Chanani ben Achi, Rabbi Yeshua Omer. So he says that yesh lema mashi yismichu. He quotes the pasuk shema nishpati va'akaima lishmor mishpatei tzidkecha. Right, you can swear. Right, v'nishpati, I took a swear and an oath, a shvua. Right, v'akayma, and I will fulfill it. Well, obviously you'll fulfill it, but no. So apparently there's a way for you to get out of it. I'm Rav Shmuel. Shmuel says a Gemara reminiscent of something that Shmuel said in Maseches Megillah as well. Ihavai hasam. If I was there, Armi lehu didi adifa miditchu. If I was there, I would say that my source is better than all those other psukim. Shenamar pasuk says lo yachal devaro. Again, he should keep his nether. Pasuk says he should not keep his nether. Wait, who in a mochel? He's not allowed to get rid of his nether and not keep it. But avalachem mochlem lo. But other people, meaning like a beis din, right? They could say kol mochel loch. Right? We do this every Rosh Hashanah, right? Taras darim. Right? They can say kol mochel loch. They can get rid of the nether for him. Amar Rava. Rava says, "L'kul Yisra Percha Levar Midishmul Adalas Leipercha." Rava says that all these pukim that quoted before, again, just like the Gemara Megillah, the Gemara over there is talking about. How do you know that Esther was written in Ruach Hakodesh? There's all these proofs, and Shmuel comes in and says, "Oh, I got one even better." So here also, Rava says all these pukim were lousy, or not lousy, God forbid, but have a mistake, have a problem with them, except for Shmuel's, and that's what he's saying, that his was better. So the Gemara is not going to go through them either. Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, "Ki yafli yafli twice." Don't look at Rabbi Yeshua. Maybe it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Shama Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. The Tanya, because he said that Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Tarfon. But Olam in Echad Mehem Nazir Shelo Nitan Nazirus Allah Hafla. What does that mean? So, what he's saying is that Lo Yafli teaches me that a nether has to be clear and obvious what the result is. If you have two people who are sitting on a bench and two people walk by. And one of them is a nazir and one of them is not, right? Or there's one guy who's a nazir, let's say walking by, and one of the guy on the bench says, "I'm a nazir if that guy's a nazir," and the other guy on the bench says, "I'm a nazir if that guy's not a nazir." So if we don't know, right, that if we don't know what exactly the result is, so then what's it called? So then the Nazirus doesn't take effect. Apparently, Kiyafli could teach me that you need to have a clear result or a clear understanding of what the Nazirus was. So it doesn't necessarily teach me that there's a concept of Hafaras Nadarim. Im Rabbi Yeshua, if you would have taken Rabbi Yeshua, the Kadosh Baruch Hu promised, right, to destroy Bnei Israel, right, and not let them into Eretz Israel, right, in Midbar, Dilma Hachikamer, maybe this is what Hashem said, right? Be'api Nishmati V'lo Hadrabi. Hadranabi. Meaning, maybe what he was saying is that no, I'm not going to take it back because I swore in anger and I'm not able to get rid of the nether. Even the Rabbi Yitzchak, if you tell me Rabbi Yitzchak, right, called him Divlibo, so don't lafukim b'div Shmuel. Maybe that pasuk is coming to exclude Shmuel. Ironically, Damar Shmuel said it doesn't. Different halacha. The Gamar Belivo, if a person, Tzarech Shiyotzi B'Tzvasa, if a person makes a neder, he has to actually say it. I mean, even if he decides to give tzedakah, he has to say it out loud for it to be binding. Even if you think in your heart to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, so then that is binding, even if you didn't say it with your mouth. So it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a concept of hafaras nedarim. Right? Again, you can use all these psukim for these other things. Right, again, he says, well, what was that? That was right. So he said, "Nishpati v'akaymena." Right, I swear, and I'm going to fulfill that shvua. Right. So if you tell me that pasuk, that's the source. So Dama Kedar Rav Yehuda Marav. Maybe it's like Rav Yehuda Marav. Dama Rav Yehuda Al Marav. V'nai sheNishpati l'kayim mitzvah mitzvah. How do you know that you can take a shvua to be mekayim a mitzvah? Shenemar's pasuk says again. Usually, we assume someone who swears, you know, to do something that's against the Torah, so the shvuah is batal. But can you take a shvuah to do a mitzvah? So he says yes. Shemesh Bazik says Nishpati V'Kaymena the Shmuel Mishpatei Tzedekecha. Say Ela the Shmuel Lesley Percha. But Shmuel's source, right, his mucker. Excuse me, his mucker of Lo Yechel Devaro, right, that one has no problem. Amar Rav V'Timur of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. And the dominant issue is what people say. Tava chad the pilpul charifta mimali tani dekari. One spicy pepper is better than a basket of gourds. Okay, fine. Again, it's a similar gemara that the lush on there at least is similar to that discussion in Megillah. Okay, we said half the Shabbos is a kahara, and all that other stuff is kahara tuli b'saira. So like a mountain hanging by a hair, by a thread. So mechta kasiva, the gemara says, one second. What do you mean hanging by a hair? Right, the halacha said, the Torah says very clearly you have to keep Shabbos. Right, it's not hanging by a hair, maybe hanging by a head of hair, but it's not hanging by a single hair. Right, so the Gemara says, let's read the Rabbi Abba. Now, find me a halacha that's really barely there in the Torah. So, like the Rabbi Abba, Dama Rabbi Abba says, Achofer Guma b'Shabbos bein Tzarech la'afra pater aleh. The concept of what's it called? That malachos not klisha malachos. Malachos and tzuchel gufa. That a malacha that you don't actually need its result. Meaning you're digging a hole. That's the malacha, but you need the dirt. You don't need the hole, right? So that is potter, right? The concept of malachos and tzuchel gufa. If you do a malacha that you don't need, if you remember from Sefer Shabbos, so that's potter aval aser. That's not aser darai. So that's just considered to be tulim b'saira. That's just a hanging by a hair. The Gemara says, come on, who's that like? The Rabbi Shimon, right? That's Rabbi Shimon's sheet. The Damar Melech Shem Zilogu for the Pater Allah. Right? Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that. So the Gemara says, so maybe, apparently you see that this Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says, I feel tame Rabbi Yehuda. No, really, you could say that this halacha, this concept of Melech Shem Zilogu, right, that is Pater, this case is Pater, right? Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who usually says that Melech Shem Zilogu is Chayef. Because here in this case, what are you doing? You're being mekalkel, you're destroying something. Where malachos on Shabbos are creative, not destructive. They're constructive. So in this case, when you're chofer gumos, right, you're destroying the land. So Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the concept of mekalkel, being potter, that would be a har tzli b'sara, that would be hanging by a thread, hanging by a hair. Ma'i kaharin tzli b'sara. Now, but the problem is that where do you get this halacha from in the Torah? Right, where did you get that? I mean, what do you mean? What kind of hint is there? Has to be hanging by a thread. What's the thread in the Torah? So it says, Melech Machsheves Asher Torah, Melech Machsheves Lo Ksivas. The concept of Melech Machsheves, that only malacha that you intend to do, that's not clearly in the Torah. The Torah says malacha, right? Lo Sasu Malacha. It doesn't say malachas machsheves. So only if you wanted, if again, the whole concept of malachas shiritzukh lagufa is obviously a big discussion, but the concept of the p'tur of doing something that's either destructive or something that you didn't intend to or you're not necessarily happy with, so that's a concept of malachas machsheves, that a person needs to do what he intended, what he wanted to do. If a person does a malacha that he didn't intend, so that's not malachas machsheves, right? That's not the Isser del Reisa on Shabbos. That is not necessarily written explicitly in the Torah. Okay, fine. Again, if you do want to check out, there's a Rashi Tosis over here, but okay, either way. Rashi explains that we're talking about Melech Shetzi Lugufa. Okay, fine. You can look at the Tosis as a good kasha over here, but let's go back there. Chagigos, we said that Karma Chagigos is also like a Har Ketuli B'Saira. It's also like a mountain hanging by a hair. So Gemara says also Mechtel Kesivan, right? Again, we quoted sources, we quoted Psukim. right? Chag v'sem also chag l'Hashem, right? What do we had a couple of psukim talking about korban chagiga we had earlier in the Masechta. So Gemara says, meaning it's not hanging by hair. So Gemara says, lo tzricha. For this halacha, if Rav Papa said to Abaye, "Mimai dehai v'chagusem osom chag l'Hashem zvicha," how do you know that the lashon again? That pasuk is clear, but how do you know that pasuk means it's zvicha? That's talking about a korban. Dilma chogu chaga kama rachmana. Maybe it's talking about just having a party, right? Having a chag, having a holiday, having a dance, right? Having a simcha. So the Gemara says, "El me'ata." But if you tell me that's what it's talking about, but it's not talking about a korban. So dechtiv v'yachogu li b'midbar, right? Hachinami dechogu chagahu. Right? That pasuk already by when Moshe asked Paro, what the original request that Moshe asked to Paro, he said, "Let the Jews go for 3 days in the midbar, v'yachogu li b'midbar, and they'll have a holiday for me in the midbar." If that's talking about just kind of like having a nice party, right? So is that really what it is? And if you tell me, yeah, that's what Moshe wanted, they just wanted a break, they just wanted to have a President's Day, whatever it was, or if the Pasuk says, no, what do you mean? The Pasuk says, Moshe said clearly to Paro, when Paro said, right, who's going, and Moshe made his famous, we're taking all the children, we're taking the animals. Paro was like, no, not happening. And Moshe said, you will give us animals. Not only are we taking our animals, you will give us korbanos. So clearly Moshe was asking for korbanos. So Gemara says, no, maybe this is what the Torah meant, that achlu v'shasu v'chogu chaga kamai, that you should eat and drink, right, and have a holiday, meaning that you need the korbanos. So maybe the zvachim that Moshe was talking about was food, not necessarily a korban. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what he was talking about. He's talking about a korban. The word chag is a korban. The pasuk says, "V'lo yalin chilev chagi ad boker." You cannot leave any of the chilev of chagi, of the korban chagigos, of the holidays, until the morning. I mean, obviously, what do you mean? You can't leave any dancing over till morning? But right, obviously, he's talking about a korban. He's talking about the chagahu, tarba, the chagi islay. Right, there's no fat, right? Right, literally, chaylev chagi is the fat of the chag. What does that mean? You leave over some fats for the morning? But no, obviously, he's talking about a korban. The Gemara says, "V'dama hachi kamar achmana chaylev habab is man chag lo yalin." No, maybe it means that is the chaylev, the fats of the korbanos that are brought during the holiday, but not that there's a chiyuv to bring a korban on the holiday. So Gemara says, "Well, elamihata habav is man chagu diolo yolin halakol shalak kulo yolin." Well, so therefore, that pasuk is telling me that only korbanos that you bring on the chag have an iser to be left until the morning, but the rest of the year, if you bring a korban on a random Tuesday, you can leave that food over past the normal time period to eat the korban. That doesn't make sense. Other psukim say clearly that that's not true. Right? The pasuk says, for example, right, kol halayla ad boker ksev, right? You can only eat it until the next morning. Right? All you can eat it all night. So the Gemara says, dilma, maybe, imehu havamina ahu laseik, kazer achmana halalav. Okay, so maybe, enechinami. But maybe it's just telling me that in addition to a mitzvah to finish the korban on time, there's an isser to leave it over. So the Gemara says, lalav, what do you mean? An isser to leave it over? Right? That's also a beferish pasuk. The pasuk says, don't leave anything over. There is an iser. We already have a pasuk that teaches me there's an iser. So Gemara says, "Dilma lav or lav v'shnei lav v'nasa v'ase." Okay, so why can't there be two isurim here? So Gemara says, "You're right." Enechanami. So ella asya midbar. Rather, the only reason you know that the word zevach, that the word chag means a korban, is for zer shava midbar. The pasuk says, "Ksiv hacham yachogu liba midbar." Right, Moshe's lashon, right, that I want to have a chag in the midbar. Let the Jews go. We're going to have a 3 day holiday in the midbar. That's talking about korbanos. How do I know? Because it says by midbar here, and then the pasuk says, "Ksiv hasam zvachim and mincha yeshtem liba midbar." Right, zvachim and mincha. This is rhetorical, meaning Hashem was angry at Bnei Israel. This is a pasuk in Amos. Right, that Hashem, did you really bring me korbanos in the midbar? So, so the Gemara says, well, yeah, that pasuk is for sure talking about korbanos. So too, Moshe was also talking about korbanos. And therefore, Micah Harin Hatulim Besaira, what does it mean that the korban chagiga, the concept is a mountain hanging by a hair? So, Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah lo yofinan, because you needed to learn Exer Shava from Divrei Kabbalah, from the rest of Tanakh, to teach me that that's what the pasuk is talking about. Yes, the pasuk tells me that you need to bring a korban chagiga, but the only reason you know that is because you're using a pasuk in Tanakh as opposed to a pasuk from the Chumash, and that's what is the Har Ketulim B'Saira. That's what the thread or the hair is in the Chumash. Okay, Me'ilos, like Halacha Me'ilah, a person uses Hekdesh, any property of the Beis Hamikdash, B'Shogeg by accident, so then he's subject to the Halachas of Me'ilah. You have to pay back, you have to pay back a fifth, there's a Korban. So so that's a Har Ketulim B'Saira. So the Gemara says, 1 second, but Mechtav Ksivan, the Pesukim say, very clear, right? Very clear, there's a concept of Me'ilah. So I'm Rabbi Barachama, Lo Nitzvah, Elo Likidetna. Now, we need it for the following Halacha. Hashliach, Sha'asa Shlichuso, Balabayis Mo'al. We know, usually, with the case of, there's a concept in Shas called Inshliach L'dvar Avera, right, found in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin, and many other places, that if I tell you, here's a gun, go kill someone, and then you go do it. So, whose fault is that? Who gets put to death? Right? Whose Avera is it? It's yours, right? It's a Shliach. It's a Shliach, right? If I tell you to go rob a bank, so you get thrown in jail if you rob the bank. What do you mean? What are you doing? Listen to me. Right, that's the, again, we could argue and talk about the lumdus, but long story short, you're supposed to listen to Kosh Baruch Hu. You're not supposed to listen to the idiot who told you to violate X, Y, and Z. By Me'ilah, it's not necessarily true. By Me'ilah, if a person tells a Shliach to go use Me'ilah, Hekdesh money, right, so then if the Shliach does what he was told, so then the Balabais, the guy who told him to, right, the sender here, right, the person who instructed that the shliach, he is mo'al, he is chayev from me'ilah. But if lo asa shlichuso, but if the guy did not do what he was told, he bought something else, let's say he bought, I don't know, he made a mistake in the purchase or whatever, so then shliach mo'al, then the shliach himself, right, is chayev from me'ilah. So the Gemara asks, meaning that doesn't necessarily make so much sense, right? V'chi asa shlichuso, am I mo'al? I understand. If the guy did what the guy told him to do, why in the world would... Meaning, if Reuven told Shimon to go buy something with hektish money, so if Shimon bought what he told him to, so then Reuven gets the avera, right? The sender gets the avera. So the guy goes, why? Right? Can one guy do a sin? The shliach did the chait, but the other guy who sent him, he gets the chiv. So he goes, ah, hainu kar in atulim basara. That's like a mountain hanging by the air. Amar Rava says, what do you mean? In my kusha, what's the problem? Maybe Me'ilah is just different, like we said at the beginning. In general, we say Inshliach L'Dvar Avera, but maybe Me'ilah is just built differently. Right? The Yalfa Chayt Chayt Meib Truma, because we have Gzer Shava from Chayt Chayt and Truma. Ma'hasam Shlucho Shadim Kamoso, Avkan Shlucho Adam Kamoso. By Truma, you can send the Shliach to take Truma. Right? That works. So you have Gzer Shava from Me'ilah to Truma. We see that by Me'ilah, also the action done by the Shliach is attributed to the guy who sent him. So that's a good kasha according to Rava. So Rava therefore says, no, it can't be that halacha, the whole concept of Shliach Levar Avera, really, lo nitzchoy el l'kidetanya. Really, this concept of the mountain hanging by a thread, by a hair, is for the following. So nizkar balabayis v'lo nizkar Shliach. If there's a funny quirk in this halacha, that if the balabais, right, if the guy, if Reuven, who gave the $100 to Shimon to buy this food, to buy whatever, and then realized that it was actually hektish money that he gave him, right, and he didn't remember, and he remembered, but the shliach didn't remember, and let's say they're roommates, right, they're roommates, or they live in the same house, whatever, and they both knew that the $100 in the corner, well, it was hektish, but they both forgot, and the balabais handed him and said, go get some food for Shabbos, or whatever. And then Reuven, the Balabais, remembered that the money they had put in the corner was Hekdesh, but Shimon did not. So then Shliach Mo'al. Then Shimon, the Shliach, when the guy who got sent, he is Chayev for Me'ilah. Shliach Anya, Micah Avid. Well, now the Shliach, what it literally means the poor guy. The poor guy, what did he do? What did he do wrong? He didn't do anything wrong. There's a Hanuk Haran Atulim Basira. That's a mountain hanging by a hair. Amar Vashi, Vashi says, what do you mean? My Kusha, what do you mean? What's the problem? Maybe it's just like a normal case, right? When someone takes regular hekdesh, right, and takes it out to buy things that are chulin. Right? The guy didn't know that money was hekdesh. Right? He's no different. Right? That's a normal standard case. Right? Just a normal case. Maybe the guy took money. Right? The shliach took hekdesh money, bought chulin, bought non-kadosh things. It's a normal, it's a regular standard case if a person took me'ilah, took hektesh, not knowing by b'shogeg and bought stuff, so he's going to be chayiv. Right? That's why shliach mal. It's just a normal standard case. So the Rav Ashi is going to give another possibility. We're going to have a bunch of we're going to have a kasha on that as well. But Rav Ashi's possibility would be tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you listen to this.